Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's the 7th of June, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And what day is it today?
Chocolate ice cream day.
Whoa. And Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. We have some information after I read you the weather about our beautiful Sue McClain. But mostly sunny today with our high near 84. Look at that. Talk about a temperature drop. Our winds are going to be 6 to 11 miles per hour, and tonight partly cloudy with our lows of around 53. Now, the winds can be gusts can be up to 25. I know our umbrellas flew over twice yesterday, so we had to put them down.
One of them just completely came out of the carrier and moved across the yard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near...
At least we think it was the wind that did it. It could have been. We're
like gremlins in our backyard. Who knows? Partly cloudy with a low of 53 on Tuesday night. Again, winds about 8 to 13. Wednesday calls for a chance of showers. And maybe put your plants out for that. Mostly sunny with a high near 76, light and variable winds becoming south around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night calls for our weather being around, Wednesday night, 76, Wednesday 52. Thursday calls for sunny with a high of 79. Friday, again, slight chance of showers according to our National Weather Service. And Saturday, slight chance of showers once again, mostly sunny. Sunday with a high of near 85 and sunny. Now, if you got all that, I hope you did. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts.
I've already had some chats in the chat room. What is America's first news, Linda? I mean, that's the national news, but there's a reason for it.
Oh, well, let's talk about the fact that, we download that from... What are you talking about?
The reason we're doing that is...
Oh, well, no, you go shoot.
Okay, the reason we're doing this is that Sue McClain had an accident this weekend. Her life's not in danger, but she did injure herself kind of badly, and it looks like she's going to be gone for the next 2 weeks. We don't know that for sure until the doctors figure out what to do. No, her life is not in danger. She's just, I really don't want to go into it, but let's just say it's an extremity, okay? But if you want, I know so many of you listen to Sue and love Sue. She's been on the radio for many years and with us for the last four or five. If you want to write her a get well card, just mail it to her here at the station at 1326 Market Street in Reading here, 96001, and we'll make sure she gets it. And for the foreseeable future, until we find out what's going on, we're just going to be running this national news in the morning till 7.
Well, that was a trick question because I did want to talk about, too, when you said, what is the national news? Well, that's something that we do the satellite through that is national news that comes through our satellite rather than having our beautiful Sue McClain read
it loud. We'd much rather have local news in the morning with Sue McClain. And until we find out, again, let me just say this. Her life's not in danger. She is going to recover from this. And I can't go into it much more than that, except we don't know. She doesn't know when she can get back. But if we have to, we'll put a engineer in here and let her do the news that way, if that's what she wants to do.
Let her do it live from home.
Hey, Sue. Skype it in.
Everybody else is
Skype
working from
it
home.
In. Come on. Just get up and Skype it in. Be a trooper here.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, we are here with the American Legion.
Three special guys.
And the first one, of course, is Richard Riker, who is the commander of American Legion Post, or the 2nd District. 2nd District.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And Dave Cockrell, who is now, I'm confused. You are the commander of this post?
No. I am actually the adjutant of the post.
Adjutant of the
post. And the district two adjutant for Richard Raker.
Now, you've seen Richard Raker before, and you just don't know it. Every time that there's a ceremony and this man is there in his dress blues, of course, he is the perfect Marine out there. But what you see also is when, and I'm even in uniform sometimes.
Yes.
He has his dog with him. And his dog is?
Rocky.
Rocky. But what kind of dog is Rocky?
A Yorkshire Terrier.
Yorkshire Terrier. So yeah. Rocky has been around now since it's been 14 years.
Yes. 14
since
years.
I moved here. And the first time I saw you, I saw you.
Patriot Guard riders standing at attention.
Yeah, riding with that dog and with Rocky. And the in fact, we so identified you with Rocky that one day we were driving to Sacramento, Linda and I were, and we were stopped at one of the rest stops, and there was Richard and his wife with Rocky walking. And I looked over there and I said, do we know them?
Yeah. Yes, right. Because most photographed a dog in the state, in the North State. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are we here for today, Richard?
Well, we've got a lot going on this month.
Okay.
It's PTSD month. Yeah. Awareness.
I'm aware of that. Linda's aware of my PTSD every day.
Yeah, so all of us.
Yeah.
But we just have a whole list of things that's going on this month in June and going into July.
Where do we begin?
Yeah, where do we begin? My goodness, I've got two PGR escorts this morning.
Really?
Yes.
Now, Patriot, now, PGR for our morning listeners is the Patriot Guard Riders, and this is a group of people, veterans and non-veterans, whoever wants to ride with Patriot Guard Riders. They get an email and a call because we rode. It was just the most beautiful thing for me because I'd never done anything like this. And in a funeral procession behind usually somebody who is a veteran, correct?
Right.
It's always
right.
A veteran.
It's a veteran.
And then they form a flag line.
A flag line, yes.
And paid the utmost honors to those veterans who have passed away.
Yes.
Or active duty who have passed away. We've done that a couple of times.
Done that too, yeah.
Yeah. And this is it's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
And it was the first organization I got involved with in Reading. Was that?
Yeah.
I'd volunteered enough for other things in my life. But this was something that was just truly special. And
yes,
you don't have to have a motorcycle.
No.
You can drive a car. You drive a car, just pay your respects, that final respect.
Yes. So you have two services this morning, but what do our listeners need to know? Do we have it's post-traumatic stress disorder month, but do we have some events, or what are we bringing attention to this morning so our listeners and our North State citizens can know what to do, how to help, how to attend, and whatever?
I think the first thing that we should address is June 14th. Not only is it the Army's birthday, but it is Flag Day. And for the last couple years, except for the COVID one, we've been out to Sportsman's Warehouse on June 14th, issuing flags, giving flags, but that's also collecting flags for retirement. Last year, because you can't burn, usually during our barbecue, which is this year, it's going to be July 10th. Mm-hmm. We do a flag ceremony or for retirement, and we do one flag. We inspect all the flags. If they're in order where they could be retired, we retire them. Last year, I think we retired over 600 flags. So we collect the flags on June 14th. Our barbecue, which is going to be July 10th, is when we have the ceremony at 1 o'clock.
So now, can we talk a little bit about that? Because many people who are through COVID, by the way, maybe had a flag that became tattered, and they're really not quite sure. Like, I just don't want to throw it out. What do I need to do with that? Or maybe they went through belongings of somebody else, or family has passed something down, and they just don't know what to do with these flags. They know there's an etiquette, but they're not quite sure what it is.
All right.
And we'll address that right after this break. And then what to do if you have a flag that's worn or tattered.
Yes.
And we'll come right back with the American Legion. But this portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number.
Oh, boy.
Proven quality sleep. Good quality sleep positively affects emotional well-being for a greater sense of calm, happiness, and balance. During the second half of the night, rapid eye movement is dominant, taking care of the brain, which includes improved problem solving, creativity, and memory skills. So if you're getting up at 3:30 in the morning and getting on the computer may not be the best idea right then. My Sleep Number setting with our new bed, my Sleep Number setting is 40.
And mine's been 35, which is, we have a brand new bed that's an M8. And the thing that I just want to encourage people is go on into the Sleep Number store. And they will do like a little sleep test for you and figure out like what pillows are you a side, are you a belly, are you a back or whatever, and you can test because they're experts. They've studied it. They have classes. And what I like, I know Friday the whole last week I worked so hard physically and my feet were really killing me. So we have where the bottom of the bed will go up. So I elevated my feet Friday night. It really did help me. Gathered my energy so that Saturday I could progress with more work. But, you know, just things like that. And then also, if you do get the split top like what we have, there no snoring, better sleep, and you can have that.
Do you snore?
Well, I mean, if you even have allergies, if this wind, it really can, if people do have allergies and stuff, it really helps with
Don't
that.
Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on a new Sleep Number 360 small edition, special edition smart bed. Plus free premium delivery and setup when you add a base.
I'm sorry,
exclusive offers also available for military members. This is at your Sleep Number store over in the Target Shopping Center. Stop by, see Steve or any of the professionals there. We'll be right back, 7:17 in the morning here, 64 degrees.
Shasta County, my name is Kathy Stainbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts.
Amarillo, I'll be there.
Tickets just $18 plus fees. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this summer. Get a jump start on being transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our summer session offers flexible class times and formats with online and some in-person offerings that easily fit around jobs and family responsibilities. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill the many positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan a cool summer of hot classes today. Summer session classes begin June 7th. Achieve more, earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast, through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comente. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It is the 7th of June. Of course, D-Day was yesterday. That's always kind of a special day anyway, because that was the day that was the first real big step to take Europe back from the Nazis. People that use the term Nazi, you have no concept of what you're talking about. When you describe people or say it because things, they're Nazis. No, they're not Nazis. Real Nazis are, you know, destroyed lives, murdered, millions of people. And, you know, so on June 6th, my dad landed at D-Day. And dad would talk about his experiences in the service to me, but one he very rarely ever talked about was landing that day on D-Day.
In Normandy on the beach.
So, it is the 7th, though. It's 7:22 in the morning, and it's 64 degrees out there. And we have the American Legion with us, Richard Raker and Dave Cockrell. And so, Dave, you were going to say about when do we retire flags?
We actually do the ceremony. We're going to do the ceremony during our barbecue. We only can do one flag because you have to burn them. That's the proper procedure. So we only do one flag, but we represent all the flags we collect. And then when we can burn, we burn them through another ceremony.
And that was, you've gotten over 600 flags.
Over 600 flags we did last year, yes. And the actual, it's actually a ceremony where they go around to different officers and ask if they have inspected the flags prior to burning that one or burning the others. We actually did it out at our commander's home where we did the 600. We actually had a ceremony again doing that, those 600 flags. You do one flag, then you have to do a special way of burning them. So that's with diesel. So that actually, it didn't take that long to go through the 600.
And this is something that I think is very special, and I'm sure our listeners feel the same way, is that you are the keeper of the honor of the flag. And I'm not sure that that's really taught today. So the only way that we can pass that information along about the sacrilege and or the respect of is from guys like you. About our American flag and what it stands for.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's not. It may be addressed. I think it's strictly up to the teacher in school. But okay, Richard, post-traumatic stress month.
Yes, it started out years ago. They didn't know what it was. They called it shell shock back in World War One and Two.
Battle fatigue, all these things.
But now it's called PTSD. And you don't even have to be in battle or anything like that. It's stressful. People get PTSD from getting hit in the head or the relationship they're in. It's
car wrecks. Yeah.
Anything can cause it. Yeah. Right. And if you want to learn more, I think a good place to go to is www.ptsd.va.gov. And you can learn a lot about it. And I didn't know I had it years ago and figured out, oh, you got PTSD from a brain injury. Okay. And
well, we had one of the founding members of the Patriot Guard Riders, Bruce.
Bruce, yeah.
He said, I just thought I was angry.
Yeah.
And a jerk for 20 plus years after Vietnam until I realized, oh, there's something causing this. And it, one of the things is, wounds don't always leave, what is it?
Scars.
Wounds right. don't always leave scars.
Outwardly scars.
Outward mm-hmm. scars like yeah. this. The fact is that we still have close to 22 veterans a day committing suicide. That has not stopped.
Yeah.
Something tells me if we had 22 teachers, 22 politicians, 22 reporters a day committing suicide, there'd probably be more emphasis put on it. But, of course, people have a tendency to forget veterans.
Right. Well, it's not just veterans. It's everybody.
It's everybody. Okay, so is there anything going on since this is PTSD Recognition Month? Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. It might be something that if you've had anybody in your family that served, you might, and they seem to be having problems. They can be helped.
Yes.
At the VA.
At the VA. Yeah.
That's right.
If you go to that website www.ptsdva.gov, there is your move, Mike.
Well, speak into it. You keep speaking underneath it, so now you can speak into it.
There is a calendar, and I've downloaded a calendar of different things happening each day.
Okay.
So if you go to that website, again, that's www.ptsd.va.gov, and I've signed up for it, so that's how come I knew about it and put out the
You know, so here it is halfway. Well, it's 7 days to the month, and I didn't know it was PTSD month. Linda celebrates that, like I said, nearly every day. You know, there's a great book, by the way, my friends. If your husband is having a real tough time, and it could be, you know, and PTSD can show up 30 years later, 20 mm-hmm. years later, it can happen. And Debbie Sprague wrote a book called yeah. Stranger in My
yeah.
Bed.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What, and this thing went just national, as it should have.
International.
And the story,
actually.
You know, she married her, Randy, her husband, and everything was fine. And then one night he woke up screaming in Vietnamese and was violent. And it had taken that long. It wasn't easy. She could have walked away at a couple of different times. It was even recommended that she did. She didn't. But she wrote this wonderful book about how it affects a family, because PTSD is not just the person themselves. It's their family now is now suffering from PTSD. So there's, if you go to,
The website?
The website. One more time.
One more time. It is www.ptsd.va.gov. You can download a calendar. You can also sign up for it. But I always thought I had anger management, that my anger was kill, crush, and destroy. I had no – so that's why I don't try to get mad. I joke around a lot. Because my body can't take that now. I always thought it was anger.
Oh no, and when you come back from a combat tours, you're on the ledge. I mean, you were just ready. I mean, because you had to be. You had to be able to go from a relaxed, composed state to a very fierce, aggressive, get the job done state. And your body lives on adrenaline. And that adrenaline gets into your brain, and it literally changes your brain. So when you see people that have been in combat or been in situations like that, they are always there. And it could just be a smell away for some people.
I was never really in combat. I was in combat zone. But being communications, you're constantly on edge. I mean, you had 5 minutes to restore anything. So you could have
less stress there. Well, they've had people with PTSD who are handling the bodies coming home, and I can understand that.
Oh.
I mean, it was like, oh, my God, they were handling the bodies that have come home. So, gosh, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in.
Okay, I have to address some things real fast.
Sure.
We are going to be at Sportsman's Warehouse on June the 13th through the 14th. That's June. Mm. Also, again, the 2nd to the 3rd July. Now, the 14th of June is when we collect all flags, mm-hmm. but you can drop off a flag any of those dates.
Okay.
The other thing is we're having the barbecue fundraiser, and we raise funds, and they go strictly to our programs. We don't pay anyone. We're just all volunteers.
Yeah.
So
it goes straight to the programs, local programs.
Local programs.
Okay.
I think we did what, 4 or 5 boys to Boy State this year.
Yeah. And we had you on talking about Boy State, and we're going to have you back on again. And something that's going to happen in October is the stand down again. We missed it last year, but we're going to have plenty of time to talk about that. Okay, so that site one more time for PTSD.
Okay, PTSD is www.ptsd.va.gov. For you people that take phonetics, that's whiskey dot Papa Tango Sierra Delta dot Victor Alpha dot Golf
Oscar Victor. Yeah. I spell that phonetically. Tango Alpha November Kilo. Yeah, the tank's out here. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right.
Thanks,
all right.
Have a good day.
No, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thank you so much for what you do. This is all volunteers. And I just heard we got a new gunny in the area, retired gunnery sergeant. Female.
That's so cool.
And there's nothing.
Yes.
I didn't mean to say it female. I meant to say she's a
Marine.
A Marine.
Yes.
Marine.
We've got to get her on the air.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:31 in the morning, 64 degrees.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, Queen, now $1,799. Plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Celebrate the Papa Bear in your life. The popular Big Daddy Burger is back at Black Bear Diner. This massive burger sports 2 10-ounce patties and a 6-inch sesame seed bun. Add 2 onion rings, a fried egg, bacon, cheese, pickles, lettuce, tomato, mayo, and dressing, and, well, you've got a burger challenge. Want the Big Daddy but can't tackle the mountain? Try the new Little Daddy. Get both this month only at Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Reading, or order for carryout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:36 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Compass Sports Cards at 1620 East Cypress Avenue. It's your home base for trading cards and signed sports and memorabilia, featuring baseball, basketball, and football cards, and things that are signed, jerseys, you know, those kind of things, and is the largest supplier of non-sports Pokemon cards. It's open 11 to 6, Monday through Friday. Buy, sell, or trade with Compass Sports Cards.
Currently 65 degrees, folks. We're going to have high winds today with gusts up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight could be up to 25, but just we're going to have anywhere from 7 to 16 today. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But go ahead.
No.
I was going to introduce our guest on the phone.
Oh, she's on the phone.
Oh, yes,
okay.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes,
I did not
yes,
see the
yes.
board.
Oh,
there.
Okay. So on the phone with us this morning is our astrologer. We have this once a month. In fact, I had her on my show Thursday night, and I really, really appreciate and respect this woman a lot. We all know that the stars and the moon and so many things do affect our lives, and we're in between eclipse solar, the moon and the sun, and with us this morning is our astrologer, Sandra Jennings. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl, and everyone listening this morning. Yes, this is a magical time where we're in between two eclipses, this time a lunar eclipse that happened on May 26th, and a solar eclipse coming up in June on the 10th. And there are always sudden, unexpected circumstances that are revealed at an eclipse. The lunar eclipse, they're usually domestic or emotional issues because that's what the moon regulates. Now, the sun regulates what goes on in the beautiful light of day in front of God and everyone. So there are circumstances that are going to be revealed. The truth will be revealed about people that are in the news, personalities that we are familiar with every day, and people that and circumstances that are have to do with countries and famous people. So this eclipse coming up on the 10th on Thursday is a solar eclipse. Visible in around the North Pole. We don't see it here because it happens at 3:52 in the morning in our time zone. But it is going to, what happens is there is a, the sun and the moon are in such perfect alignment that the shadow of one obscures the visibility of the other. So in this case, the shadow of the moon is obscuring the ability to see the sun. So whatever matters, the sun is regulating at that, at the time of this solar eclipse, there's going to be whatever is hidden or obscured during the time that the shadow passes over the sun will suddenly be revealed, come to the light of day when that shadow passes and the full light of the sun shines forward. And with an eclipse, what in this case, it's in Gemini, and that has to do with information. It has to do with people meeting face-to-face and communicating something directly, writing, reading, contracts in the electronic age, cell phones, messages, texts, calls, computer issues, keeping communicating, keeping emails going between people, agreements, contracts. and trying to stay connected. So those matters are, can be obscured or shadowed or have trouble with them during the time that there is an eclipse. And when the shadow passes, the truth comes out. It's revealed. So what astrologers do is look for, in this case, where Gemini is located, specifically 19 degrees of Gemini, in the chart of a person or in the chart of a country or a business, and find out wherever that is, those matters are going to be clarified. Now, the eclipse, 2 weeks, about they're in between. They're 2 weeks apart, eclipses. First will come either a solar and then followed by a lunar eclipse followed by a solar eclipse. The lunar eclipse was in Sagittarius, which had to do with the truth, finding out the truth, getting a higher perspective. And now in Gemini, on Thursday, we're going to get information, communication, if there were certain contracts that were agreed upon, that or communications made between people that were violated or hidden or obscured, the truth is going to come out. On or at the 10th of the month, but during this process, the 2 weeks between the eclipses, we get a glimpse of what those matters are that are going to be revealed. And so what we're seeing in the broader context of our country, we're seeing the truth come about with there's people that are investigating election fraud. And with the world, we're looking at the where the virus actually originated. Was it the Wuhan lab, or does it happen? Did it happen? Was the virus invented in the United States, or where? All right. So now, why are Gemini is important, and because that's where the location of the eclipse is. And astrologers will look at what planet is associated with the particular sign that the eclipse is in. In this case, it's Mercury. And so we're going to examine the condition of Mercury. Mercury right now is called, it's retrograde. From where we look at the sky, Mercury appears to be going backwards. It started doing that around the 26th of May, and it continues that we see it going backward in the sky. It's an optical illusion. It's not really happening, but that's what we see from the Earth, from our viewpoint. And that happens until the 22nd of June. So during that time, the matters that that Mercury regulates, which is communication, the truth between people talking to each other, contracts, reading, writing, emails, how we communicate, and whether it is truthful or not, if it's going to be obscured or not, those things are interrupted during Mercury retrograde.
Okay, and when do we, Sandra, we have just a few minutes left, and we wanted to know, how do we tie this up, and what do we need to look for, and how do we reach you?
We look in our personal chart for where 19 degrees of Gemini is located. That'll tell us where in our birth chart the matters could be obscured, or the truth will be revealed suddenly and publicly on the 10th of June. And you can contact me by sending me an email at sandrajennings85@gmail.com or look for Sandra Jennings or Sandra Jennings Astrology on Facebook.
Well, thank you so much. We really love you coming in the first Monday of June each month. And we'll look forward to next month and see, like, what revealed itself. What's the truth? Mercury's in retrograde. Thank you so much, Sandra Jennings.
Okay.
Right,
hey, bye-bye. Hey, we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, local community, locally owned, locally operated, and local board of directors here. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street, downtown Reading, and, of course, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com, but they are moving local dreams forward. Give Cornerstone Community Bank a shot at that. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. 64 degrees out there, 7:44 in the morning. We'll be right back. I want to talk about what's happening in Bella Vista and a couple other things. Just got to make you mine.
Shasta County, my name is Alyssa McEwen, and I'm leading the effort to recall three of our Shasta County supervisors. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood by signing our petition. This allows the public to vote in an upcoming election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We're tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and a failure to defend our county against corrupt politicians like Gavin Newsom. It's time for a recall so we can restore Shasta County to accountable, transparent, responsible government. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. For this month, we're reviewing Arturo Fuente's Hemingway Classic. With curves of a supermodel, this Perfecto has a superbly balanced, toothy, and attenuated Cameroon wrapper, and pairs exquisitely with a complex filler and binder that indulges the palate with citrus, coffee, cocoa, and cedar. Come down to the shop for your Arturo Fuente Hemingway Classic today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning today, the 7th of June, 7:48 in the morning, 65 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? Nobody knows more than Jeff Wurst about repairing windshields. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, this man fixes it. He guarantees his work. He's not going to take a chance with your family's safety. He's going to fix it and guarantee it for life. It's a veteran-owned business. He'll take a look at your windshield and give you a free consultation. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Hey, I want to talk about what's going on in Bella Vista. Bella Vista is, as you know, has always had concerns with water. And now the Bella Vista Water District has been told they need to cut back on their water use even more due to severe drought conditions. They've already been cut back 10%. Now it's another. So they're going to be allowed 80% of their average use without penalty. Anything over that, though, they are going to get hammered. They have said that there's nearly 20,000 residents served by the district in East Redding Bella Vista and Palo Cedro. They were already asked to cut it by 10%. And then on Friday, they posted a stage 3 drought declaration saying customers now need to conserve at least 20%. If they go over that, the rate increase from the base 64 cents per 100 cubic feet will go up to double that. In fact, more, go up to $1.38 per 100 cubic feet. So, and at the same time, they're trying to build a new subdivision out there of 166 homes in that district. How are they going to do the water? And from what I understand, their septic systems are going to be above ground. Yeah, above ground.
Mm.
I'm trying to get somebody in to talk about this.
Yes.
One way or the other. You know, the people building the subdivision, because I know there's a number of people opposed to it. And I need, and I'm trying to get them in. They want to wait until the environmental statement comes out, impact statement comes out, which is fine. But another 166 homes, and you average, what, four people to a house? Let's just say three or four people to a home out there. How much water per person per day is that? It just... Unless there's another way. We're going to have Dr. Randy Smith with us Friday. And I'm going to keep talking about it because this is a water guy and a salmon guy. And he's got facts and figures that are going to blow you away, my friends. Second thing, the chat room. Our chat room has always been, with a couple of exceptions, has been polite. People can go back and forth in it, of course, and there's some people get their feelings hurt, but all in all, it has been one of those chat rooms where you learn things, where people can discuss stuff back and forth and all this. Then all of a sudden, last week, a week ago Sunday, is that right, Jared? Or Saturday?
Sounds about right.
About then, we got some trolls in here, started saying just horrible things, nasty things. People going to jail, other things that was the nicest thing that was said. So I'm just letting people know that I've taken my producers and we sat down, and I have given them carte blanche to ban people.
Capital B.
Today,
capital
I banned some
capital
guy.
Capital N.
Right, and it's not just the ban of for that person. It's everything they've ever written goes away, mm-hmm. which is the way it should
and
be.
And here's the deal.
I don't need that. It's my. It's Linda and my chat room.
It's home.
Our rules.
It's our home. You don't come in and leave your CRAP all over the place, and we have every right to say leave the house.
Yeah, and it's,
you're not welcome.
And some of it starts at 3:30 in the morning. Who's up? You know what? That's the
person. A
lot
of people are up.
That's the person who needs that REM,
yeah.
That rapid eye movement sleep to clear their brain is in there. Okay, I just thought I'd let people know this. Says, oh, gosh, I saw this the other day. Well, as we find it, as we see it, and there may be times that we err on, we'll delete things first. We won't just ban right away unless it is so, egregious. But, we'll delete some things. But, no, there's no room for that. Okay. Clarence Williams. You remember him?
Yes.
Lincoln in Mod Squad just passed away.
Yeah.
81.
Yep.
And then the last big news I have, there's all types of news out there. I mean, this thing with Fauci. I just, as more and more emails come out, when did he know? What did he know? What was being said? The reason there's so much confusion in our nation when it came to mask, don't mask, vaccine, don't vaccine, is because strictly from this man. And things would change, and then they'd bring it down, and then the government at the state level would get into it. On June 15th, a week from tomorrow, is going to be opening up California. Why June 15th? What about the 13th? What about the 16th? What makes that day so special? If numbers have gone down, why is it June 15th? The other thing I want to mention is that we saw a kid being vaccinated yesterday. How old was he?
We were at Rite Aid, and there were two or three under the age of 12. And so that I wasn't aware that I thought that they were still trying to decide whether the kids were going to be vaccinated. We saw them being vaccinated. One girl absolutely, had to have her mom hold her. She was
Which is like five out. Or six or something?
No, no. She might have been seven.
Seven.
There
okay.
was a few teenagers.
You have to do that when I get my flu shot. You have to hold my hand. But there were. But you know what? Linda never vaccinated. Okay. But when I see a child like that, I'm not sure if the study's been done on children. I'm just wondering. And so, I know this will get some people really going. Oh, they're against vaccinations. No, I do question when you're getting children, because children have not seemed to have been affected very much at all by this flu, by this COVID. So, Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, has just killed the Democrats' plan on the filibuster. He said, I'm not going to support the filibuster change, and I'm not going to support H.R. 1, which changes how we vote. He says, we need to do this as a unity, as a bipartisan, not Republicans, Democrats. And he says, you come up with something that it's a bipartisan type bill? Yeah, then I can support that. But since it's not, now imagine the pressure on this man from the Democratic Party. But you also have to remember, this guy comes from West Virginia, and the Democrats are killing the coal industry. Every time a Democrat gets in, they lose thousands of jobs, and the cost of electricity goes up because they're fighting coal. And West Virginia is a pretty independent state in the sense of guns and making up your own decisions and things like this. So I think Joe Manchin is, he's reflecting the views of his state when he votes like this. But a lot of pressure on. But I understand there's a senator from Arizona, too, that she's not crazy about this stuff either. She's a Democrat. So, again, my friends, the difference your votes make, one person holding out against the ravages of the Democrats back in Congress.
And one more thing, they're digging their tunnels.
Oh.
And this is the Super Bowl for entomologists. These insects have been quietly waiting for 2021 to roll around for almost two decades. We've talked about it before. Whether you call them cicadas or cicadas, the scientists are saying, remember, these are teenagers. They've been underground for 17 years. It's been a dismal existence. They want to come up and party.
If you've ever been around cicadas, my friends, back on the East Coast, especially in the South, you know what we're talking
about.
They're
coming.
You don't sleep.
They're coming. Periodical cicadas are not to be confused with annual cicadas,
right,
the noisy creatures that create the late summer soundtrack in much of the country every year. Periodical cicadas live most of their lives underground, sucking sap from tree roots. Then they emerge en masse. In math, there are more than a half dozen cicada broods scattered across the eastern half of the U.S.,
yeah,
all on different 17 or 13 schedules. To understand periodical cicadas, it's an amazing thing. The scientists, everybody's very excited about this. People, they say their bellies are full. There's still many left to reproduce, but for this,
so they're going to come out and breed, and then the eggs are buried underground, and they're there for another 17 years.
As for the 17 years, Rop explains that cicadas favor prime numbers. Isn't that interesting? Nature is so interesting. Emerging in prime number intervals, helping different broods on different schedules avoid
millions.
Each other.
We're talking millions here.
Interbreeding could mess with those precisely timed schedules.
Yep. We got to run.
All right. Well,
now,
I just find it fascinating.
There is one thing about cicadas.
What?
You can eat cicadas. You can eat them. You can fry them up. You can broil them. You can be like Bubba was with shrimp. However, if you are allergic to shrimp or shellfish, cicadas will make you sick.
So Brood X,
yes,
the next time it'll come out is 2038.
Can't wait.
So this is really kind of
cool.
Amazing.
It is. It's cool. Okay. Hey, when we come back, enjoy the store, the magazine, the empire.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. No word of any breakthroughs in ongoing talks between the White House and congressional Republicans over infrastructure, but Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is hopeful. He says both sides have compromised quite a bit so far. And Senator Manchin also explaining why he cannot vote for a Democratic election reform plan.
We're going to basically do an overhaul, an 800-page overhaul of the Voting Rights, or what we call For the People Act. I think there's a lot of great things. I agree in that piece of legislation, but there's an awful lot of things that basically don't pertain directly to voting.
Manchin telling Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace that the plan as currently structured would further divide the country. President Biden will be meeting in Washington today with the NATO Secretary General. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they'll discuss a number of pressing issues,
including reinforcing transatlantic security in the face of challenges from Russia and China. They will also discuss adapting NATO to address threats like cyber attacks and climate change, while continuing to ensure a more equitable sharing of responsibility among allies.
Items for the agenda of the upcoming NATO summit in Brussels. Amazon's founder planning a trip that's literally out of this world.
Jeff Bezos announced on Instagram that he had dreamed of traveling to space since he was five, and on July the 20th he will make that journey along with his brother. Also on board for the brief suborbital flight will be the winner of an auction for a seat on Blue Origin's new Shepard spacecraft. The current highest bid stands at nearly $3 million.
That's the BBC's Rory Caitlin Jones. Israeli police say they have temporarily banned a planned march by Jewish ultra-nationalists through Jerusalem's Old City. Fears a march could reignite tensions that led to the recent 11-day conflict between Israel and Hamas. The Dow down 62 points, NASDAQ is up 12. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Two express trains have collided in southern Pakistan, killing at least 40 passengers. Rescuers and villagers spent the morning working on pulling injured people and bodies from the wreckage.
Unfortunately, accidents on Pakistan's railways are quite common, and there's been criticism of the current government, of previous governments, for not doing enough to improve safety on the railways. Prime Minister Imran Khan said that he was shocked by this incident, and he says he's ordering a comprehensive investigation into safety on the railways now. But there will, I imagine, be a lot of criticism that more has not been done by his government and by others in the past already.
That's a BBC's Sukunder Kermani. Japanese automaker Toyota reaching a settlement with the family of an engineer whose suicide was ruled a job-related death due to harassment from his boss. Toyota promising to crack down on workplace harassment. News and analysis at townhall.com. One New York City mayoral hopeful says she would cut money from the police budget to pay for therapy for would-be criminals.
Maya Wiley wants to cut $1 billion from the cops and use $18 million of it for a new participatory justice fund in an effort to quell the rising tide of shootings in the Big Apple. Badly affected neighborhoods would then use the money to come up with their own ways to stem gun violence, like community programs and therapy for at-risk individuals. Wiley's received the endorsement of Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez ahead of the Democratic primary June 22nd. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The Supreme Court being asked to decide whether the government can continue requiring men but not women to register for the draft when they turn 18. The question of who has to register could be viewed as one of little practical impact, though. The last time there was a draft was during the Vietnam era, and the military has been all volunteer ever since. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio for our second hour. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And you can get into our chat room by going to KCNR1460.com and getting into our chat room. And you don't have to give your name, but you will be courteous to each other. Don't say nasty things. We'll ban you for life. Just like that. Jared's here at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Jared's sitting there with his ban button. And he takes...
Finger on the trigger.
Fingers on the trigger. There you go. And it's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. What else?
Boone Day.
What?
Boone Day. Daniel Boone was
Daniel
born.
Boone Day.
Was a man, was a big man. What
okay.
goes after that?
No, I'm not sure. Okay.
It's he's so not nice a shovel and a pick and a dynamite stick. That's
it's
something
so nice
else.
No,
that's
something young else. Enough to not know that.
Oh, that's hi-ho, hi-ho. Okay. Most of the Senate today with a high of 84. Sing along by the campfire, Jack. Love it. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 53. Now, want to let you know that we do have
with a shovel and a stick and a
a dynamite stick. That okay, was hi-ho, hi-ho. It's off the work we go. I kind of mixed them up. Partly cloudy tonight with our low of 53, but we do have gusts of wind up to 25 miles per hour. Northwest winds today from 6 to 11 miles per hour. Okay, now, partly cloudy on Tuesday, with gusts up to 25 as well. Partly cloudy, and 8 to 13. So we do have a windy week ahead of us. Wednesday, 30% chance of showers and then thunderstorms after 11 a.m. I always like to put my plants out when it rains, especially if there's a little thunder, because, you know, they just grow like wild. It's wonderful. Wednesday night, 20% chance of showers. Thursday, mostly cloudy. Friday, a chance of showers, mainly before 11 p.m. Saturday, slight chance of showers, mostly sunny. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 85. That's the forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, where they have senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. And before we go into our enjoy moment, let's talk a little bit about and share with you for our 8 o'clock listeners who listen to the 6 o'clock news, Sue McClain News Hour. We do have a little announcement to make, and keep her in your prayers. And also, if you would like to send notes and write notes, you can bring them by, and we'll make sure they get to her.
Sue had an accident this weekend. It's not life-threatening, but it is painful. It is something that may keep her out for a couple of weeks there while they will know more this week. Again, her life's not in danger, but if you do want to send a card to her, and a lot of people really loved Sue McClain, who's our 1326 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. I put it in the chat room, and Jared, put it in the chat room again, our address here, please. And her life's not in danger, but it's a very painful injury. It's an extremity, and we miss her already. And so that's why if you're coming in at 6 o'clock waiting for her and you're getting national news, that's why. We've just extended the national news till 7. We may do something with that depending on how long Sue is going to be gone though. So get well, Sue.
We
miss you. Oh yeah. You know what? You got somebody like that is such an integral part because she does our sales too.
Yeah.
That when something happens like that and you realize, I mean, we work as a team here.
Yeah.
So, but there's things like she's probably been working with people that are expecting her phone calls. And, you know, let us know who that is and we'll call them
yeah, right.
and say, she just didn't blow you off. She's, you know, she's been injured.
She lost her head.
Yeah. No. Okay. Well, we are here with Rhonda Alvey and James Massad. It's the first Monday of the month. And if you haven't figured it out by now, even though sometimes I forget to put their names here, it's Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store.
We just force our way in. They barricade the door, and we just kick it down.
Well, we love the fact that we're like family. We've been together since we started this station, and, you know, you guys also have a Thursday night show, and then also you sat in with Nigel on Saturday's show. Yeah. Because
now, why do you do that? Nigel's show is the California Adventure District.
Yeah, so Nigel is very close with us, and he has an article every month in the magazine now. So, again, he's kind of developed into a team member, family member. You know, enjoy, like yourself, we reach out to individuals that are doing fun and exciting things and really try to wrap our arms around them and help uplift them and really showcase who they are. And quite often that, you know, develops into a much deeper relationship when it comes to, you know, helping to build things. So California Adventure District and Explore Shasta County is actually an entity that was created by Nigel, but we've actually stepped in now as a partner. Nigel, being new to the radio world, asked me to come on. You know, I'm sure it was partly just for jitters, but then, you know, it's a lot of fun. And I won't be there every Saturday, but he really likes a co-pilot, and so I've enjoyed what we're doing. I mean, this
It takes a while to be comfortable and know what, you know, and just be able to have a solid stream of thought or non-thought that comes out of your mouth. California Adventure District that he is put together, it's not just Shasta County.
No. So it's a district that's being built. I mean, so we have Explore Shasta County, which is one part of what we're developing because you know, this is where we are. So we're focused on it. But CAD, California Adventure District, is a district of counties, the top 12, and then one now that wants to possibly come in as a 13th, who are really actively trying to build synergies across county lines and use their funds and pull portions of their tourism dollars to create Northern California as a true district for adventure. I mean, $97 billion is spent in California on adventure, and less than a half of a percent is spent in the top 12 counties.
Well, see, now I thought it was, I knew about the $97 billion, but I thought we had like 2%, and if we could get 2% more.
No.
Now, think about that.
We're just trying to get 1%.
Yeah, think about this. $97 billion spent on recreation, outdoor recreation, most of it, of course, goes to Southern California, Disneyland, and other things like that. But we have such a great place up here, and if you could tie the 12 or 13 counties together, imagine if we got 5% of that $97 billion, just 5% of this that came up here, what that would mean to our economy up here.
Exactly.
And what do we have really left up here in the North State but the best recreation in California by far, and probably one of the best recreations in the United States.
Exactly.
Which means then the world. And we just haven't been able to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So that's what the California Adventure District is. Anything from a 300-mile foot race from the ocean to the Mount Shasta, which was going to happen this last year except for COVID, to the beginnings of a endurance ride series with horses.
Yeah,
all in this area.
Well, and in this issue alone, we also have California Off the Grid, which is a project that's by CAD, and that is there's a gentleman. It's an article in here which we'll touch base on more, but there's a gentleman that's on the I think it's the History Channel, one of those things. Like, you know, Bear's Grill is his name, I guess. He's that outdoor adventure. This guy is his
Bear
name.
Grylls.
Bear's Grill. Yeah, so we have this gentleman in town here that has the Ninja Warrior camp at the mall, and he is also represents it's a huge thing. You're looking at me because you don't know. But so there's an actual course for young people at the mall in one of the old it was the old movie theater back in my day, and then it became the gym that's there, and now it's a Ninja Warrior setup.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So, but he's also...
this is the Ninja Warrior. Okay, I got you now.
He represents...
This is the one that happens every year, and you watch people go through this obstacle course. It's only like 100 yards long.
Yeah.
But everything you're doing, it's brutal.
So we have one of those in a miniature form for young people and people at the mall. But the gentleman that runs it and owns it also is a representative and actually reps the big Ninja Warriors that are on a national scale. And he also reps Olympians. So he actually works with Nigel a lot, and he got us this gentleman. And I'm sorry, we'll get to his name, but it's in the magazine. Oh, here it is. What is his name? Anyway, we'll talk about it more. But he is an outdoor adventurist. So it's called California Off the Grid, and we're going to be helicoptering six people into the forest, dropping them off in random locations. They're going to need to survive. And then this gentleman.
Is this going to be kind of like a mini alone?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Ooh,
and then
this guy
is going to go around searching for them and then touch base with them along this whole.
Oh my gosh!
So that's the off the grid. So that's one of the things that's happening.
See,
we have camping. This is the big one that we had on Saturday. It's called Camping with Bigfoot, and that
yes.
just kicked off, right? So
yes.
we have another gentleman who is a world-renowned Bigfoot explorer, has uh-huh. personal experience. That's who we had on air on Saturday. He's going to be coming in from, I think, Tennessee, and he's going to be taking 20 people that we have out on a camping expedition out by Willow Creek to where the last sighting of Bigfoot was. So these are all things that are happening within the
California
district.
And now these people
come
in from all over the world to yes. do something like this. If you don't think Bigfoot's big, I mean big, if you don't think Bigfoot reaches, has legs, it does.
He's a superstar, one of the
yeah.
oldest working superstars on Earth.
Yeah.
And you know what? That's an asset here in Northern California.
That we don't tap
yeah.
into. Yeah, we got to take a break here. But this is the California Adventure District. These are the things that a small group of people are working on to expand. Imagine this, my friends. Again, $97 billion come into California, of which we get 0.5%. If we could get 5% of that,
yep.
how much would that mean to jobs and growth? And I hate to say it, but taxes.
Yep.
But new things that would even bring in more people. I mean, something as simple as a zip line.
When we come back, we have Enjoy Magazine. We're going to
yep.
stay on schedule here and hey, what's happening at the airport? We'll be right back.
No, after these messages, it's Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop. I'm going to just keep jumping in there.
Right.
I've got to keep going. The only full service jewelry store in Reading where Linda hangs out when I'm at the gun shop. Never have too many guns or too many diamonds. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Don't you know you better find someone to love you? Someone that's gonna paint rainbows above.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at WindRiver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Spring
savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Have you opened your electric bill yet? Got sticker shock? Get rid of super high electric bills with solar from Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. With great solar products from SunPower and financing available, you can't go wrong. Plus, there's still a 26% tax credit still available. Learn more when you visit powerhousesolar.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 8:21 in the morning here, and about 60, what is it outside? About 60.
Gorgeous. Just call it gorgeous.
Perfect. It's
right.
Gorgeous.
Hey,
yeah.
This portion
it's gorgeous
of show,
weather.
This portion of the show brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash. You know, Quick and Clean Car Wash has been here for over 100 years.
I mean, were
the
they like
area?
Washing Model Ts?
Yeah, 1921. So, but right now you can spring over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash.
Like your kid,
car wash at the corner of Market and Eureka, next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free, 10 and get 3 free. This is where I get my truck washed. And it's, you know, it's that brushless thing. But then they have the nicest young people older people there. They towel.
Hard workers.
Oh, they towel down your car. They're polite.
Yes.
And, you know, so Quick and Clean Car Wash, great place to go to. Okay, Linda and I are here with James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine.
Yeah.
We were just talking in the first segment about the California Adventure District and tourism and things to do, which Enjoy is now part of with Nigel Skeet.
Mm-hmm.
But then you've got something that ties into that.
Yeah, so this is very interesting how, you know, Rhonda is really a genius. People don't really think about it or know, right? How she kind of weaves or sews things together within the magazine. So there's a real cool tie-in always. There's an underlying tie-in, and it's kind of subliminal, but if you know the ins and outs, you can really see it. So we have the flight plan, which is a great article on the Reading Airport, and it's kind of featuring Jim out there, who is the airport manager, who a lot of people are just getting ready, you know, really to know. He's only been here for a couple years.
Yeah.
The man is genius. The man is legend. He has given his heart and soul. And literally, I'm not kidding. Like, I got to go out and with my wife a few weeks ago and sit with him. And I met him at Movies in the Park. He brought his family. He's got 5 kids. They moved from the Bay Area originally, where he ran one of the airports there. I think it was the one in, like, Sonoma County.
Wow.
County, right.
Okay.
So he came here, and to listen to him, and I know you talked about bringing him on, and you really need to. The only challenge you're going to have is you're going to need 6 hours, not one, because the airport is a very complex, multi-layered organization, and it's one of the largest land managers in the county. I mean, I found things out that I didn't know at all. Like, you would not even tie it together.
You think it's a small, oh, it's just a little small airport. No, oh, no, 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 no. It's
huge.
Just like having a big airport.
Everything is the same. So my point about weaving things together is that, you know, Nigel has spent a lot of time out there. We've been spending a lot of time out there because really, you know, the whole adventure kind of thing, anything that goes on with commerce and growth must be supported by travel, right? And Reading has struggled with that for years. I mean, we've had jet service since I was a little kid. There used to be Hughes Air West, the big banana. That was a DC-9 that flew in here. So we've had it, but it's always just been very spotty and, you know, all kinds of things. And, you know, we're so used to just saying, oh, we're going to go on a trip, and everybody jumps in the car and drives to Sacramento.
Right.
And we're really trying to change that culture because he's done an amazing job of bringing in flights, right? So we have now access to San Francisco. We have access to LAX. We now have an incredible rate flight that goes now into Burbank. We have a flight that's getting ready to kick off to Seattle.
They're
in the work.
We're trying to get that Burbank flight.
Yep.
In fact, I think the prices.
I just got one.
Yeah, my kids have already.
Did the prices just go up though?
I don't know.
They ultimately started.
At 19,
but theirs are
54.
So
54 now.
Yeah.
So,
and that's really where they're going to start. That's where they cap out. That's the real price. But I mean, if you're talking about $54 to fly to Burbank,
I mean, hello, you don't want to drive
$100 bucks.
You're going to spend more than that in gas. You're driving to $4 a gallon
for a round trip. A round trip ticket for two people for my husband and I to go to Burbank. It was $145. For both of us.
Well,
round trip.
Okay. Did you just buy it? No, we bought it about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. Now it's more. But when you think about it, you fly from here, you get down there, you fly back to here.
Easy parking.
It saves you hours. It saves you six hours of driving.
And I like Burbank Airport. That's the airport I used to fly out when I lived in L.A. and I lived in Studio City. It was always Burbank Airport.
Yeah. So, and then they are working on a grant, and looks like we probably ultimately will have a direct flight to Denver as well.
Now that direct flight to Denver is huge.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is we can go north, south, east, and west.
But it's huge in the sense that Denver is just like L.A.
Mega hub.
International connection.
I have flown into Denver, especially if you're going up into the Dakotas or the west up there. A lot of the Midwestern states, you'll catch the there'll be local places you're flying in. It's great.
Fantastic.
So this cannot happen unless we have a mindset to support it, right?
Right.
So people need to stop this whole nonsense of driving to Sacramento or San Francisco if you can. I get that you're not going to be able to make every flight or connection that you need, but realistically now, if you can get to Seattle, you could get to Denver, you could get to San Francisco, you could get to LA, you could get to Burbank. There's no reason why you can't make a connecting flight at one of those major
Absolutely.
Airports to go or anywhere you want in the world, right?
And what have you done? You've saved 6 hours of being in the car.
Well, time is money. They talk about that all the time. And you know what? My biggest thing is I get it, and I always think I'm still going to save a buck, but when you take up gas and then the time of driving, the real part of it is you're excited on the trip to go, so the drive down doesn't seem bad. But when you've been gone and you come back, and
you get
in the car and you realize you have to drive 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
you're
and
just
it's
like,
not always just get into the car. It's going into the bus to get to the car.
Yep.
So I really am trying to encourage people to start using this great tool that Jim has helped build for us.
We need a nonstop from here to Hawaii.
Figure
out how we can do that.
Now, here's the thing.
I think the airport's long enough to do that.
Nigel's been working very close also with California Adventure District, so he's been going over into Humboldt and stuff. And the same is happening there. The manager is working very closely together with us, and they're creating some really great flights as well. So they're going to be getting, I think, a direct flight to Phoenix out of Arcata. You know, the whole thing is if we can start tying this this district together, you know, it'll be pretty amazing. But you just need to hear more about what he's done.
We need
for our
to have marijuana tours. And have people fly in from all over, and you just give them tours of the farms and the people, see what nice people
they are. Killed.
You know, have them hold their AK-47 someplace else.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
You know, you're weird, Carl.
I'm just kind of going
to a place where we're talking about positivity of this guy. He's got five kids, moved here doing great things at the airport. I'm really excited about this. I really am.
It's PTSD. Remember, this is PTSD Awareness Month.
Is it?
So every so often it pops out.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
There's something for everything, isn't there?
Absolutely.
National chocolate
so
ice cream.
So this is a really in-depth article, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is multifaceted. It is, you know, they're talking about another. What's really brilliant about him, too, is he is an amazing grant writer. So he has been able to find money for the airport all over the place. That is legitimate money. It's not just, you know, you write a grant and get some money so that you have fluff. I mean, this money is going to really critical infrastructure for us at the airport. One of the things they're talking about now with all these airlines is that they sometimes have three planes coming in at one time, and the terminal situation is getting bad where there's too many people. So they're talking about a whole nother terminal expansion at our airport. There's the potential of a lot going on out there. Yeah.
And let's not forget that in this article they talk about the illuminated flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting. That is from one of the Reading Boy Scouts.
Eagle Scout guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our next,
our experts, our wonderful community members, and our leaders of the community, Rhonda, Alvy, and James Masada.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Gigi's been doing this since 1993. Two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial advice. If you want a second opinion on a retirement plan or a 401 K, give Judy a call at 221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. 8:31 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. We'll be right back.
I wish that I could fly into the sky, so very high, just like a dragonfly.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl and the bot, Linda just ran out of here.
I know. It was like a gust of wind.
Well, it was after James had described something, and we all ran. In fact, you're lucky you're just not in here by yourself. Jared said he was leaving, too. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business right off Athens Avenue that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place I've ever had my hair cut is Cypress Square Barbershop. They work in appointments only, 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. Okay, we're here with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada from Enjoy the Magazine, of course, Enjoy the Store. And I just want to remind everybody that Sue McClain will not be with us for at least another week. She does our news, and everybody knows her. She had an accident. Her life's not in danger or anything like that, but she did injure one of her extremities. So until we find out everything that's going on, we'll be running the national news from 6 to 7. No, Sue has not left us. It's just the fact that she needs we're going to see what recovery. It's going to take for recovery. That's exactly it. And being Sue,
she'll come up.
She's
bigger,
so apologetic.
Bigger, better,
she goes,
stronger.
"I'm sorry, I mean, Sue. Get well. Just get well." Okay. Yeah. Okay. So what's next in our magazine here?
Well, there's so much. Of course, I love the cover, Rhonda. By the way, thank you.
I love the cover. Yeah.
It looks like exactly what my friends just did. They went to Mexico, and I'm jealous because every time I see this cover, I think, water and a nice drink in hand. Right?
Who is that? Oh, well, it doesn't make any difference, but they're sitting there with some kind of, you know what you needed in this, though? If you don't mind me saying, it's a beautiful cover. A umbrella in the drink.
In the drink.
In the drink. Okay, just something I noticed.
Her name is Trish Taff. That's who's on the cover.
Okay.
We always, when you look at the cover quite often, you don't actually get to see the full person, but we always try to feature the full person a couple pages in. It says on the cover.
Yeah.
And boy, look at her. She is literally the cutest little thing ever. She's on page 9. Wow. You know, it's amazing what people look like when you can see their face.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She looks like she would just be delightful.
She's very wholesome and girl next door looking.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on
There's a lot to be said about the girl next door and wholesome.
Right.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, who was I talking to the other day?
If you could be so lucky.
And the only thing I can notice was, the black fingernails. And I'm like, is there a reason for the black fingernails? It doesn't
matter, really.
It doesn't matter at all. It's hard to change.
We have an article on page 33 that's called Rhythm of Life, North State artist Michael Perkins. And I wanted
specifically, just looking at that.
Specifically give a shout out to Michael because he's just a wonderful human being. He is a potter, and he is a master at it. And he sells exclusively in our store here in the North State, but he also works in the clay department down at UC Berkeley, preparing their clays and things like that. So he has incredible talent, and he is just just so full of so much energy and light and just as quirky as can be. But his pottery is absolutely fantastic. And you'll see on the page 33 at the intro, you'll see some of his big pieces. He makes for us these just absolutely gorgeous, huge bowls that are in these beautiful blues and natural earth tones.
And they sell like crazy.
Yeah. I mean, we really sell them faster than he can make them.
You know.
But he's so prolific.
Can you ask him? I haven't seen it, but can you ask him to make? I mean, maybe he has them already. I'm looking at one. It could be that size. Is, you know, that cup you put soup in?
Uh huh.
Does he have that size? You know, they're bigger.
Yes,
and,
he does.
But you know, with a handle. Little handle on it.
Yes, and he has those. But we also have another artist who is a VA physician in town, and he does it as a way of relieving stress. And he does those kind of really beautiful European soup bowls where they're like a large saucer cup, but it has a handle.
It has two handles on it or one handle?
It has one handle, but he's got two different versions of it where it's a handle that you can put your finger through.
Okay.
And then one where it's like a handle, like a cast iron handle.
Yeah.
But what's great about them is if you can have a really big cup of coffee like you do in France, because they drink in France, they drink their coffee almost out of looks like a cat bowl.
Well, it's a, you know, it's like a mini bucket.
Right.
But
it's wonderful for soup. And my kids use them all the time, every day for like real quick cereal bowl or, you know.
I'm going to come down then today and take a look at them because the soup bowl, the soup cup
his name is Brian Hearn.
We've had for years. And they're chipped and all this, but I could never find ones just exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
So it's going to be worth coming down.
Yeah, just check them out and see. And if not, then you know you want a little bit more stylized of some sort, you know.
Sure.
So the gentleman I was talking about that also makes those, his name is Brian Herney, and he's a vet physician here in town. And his wife is as well. They're both doctor, yeah.
Doctor.
Yep.
Veterinarians.
No, veterans.
Oh, veterans.
Yeah, not animals.
Oh, they're veterans.
Yeah, they work for the veteran. They are doctors for the VA.
Oh, for the
doctors.
VA. Yeah. Okay,
sorry.
I got it now. Right.
You picking up what I'm laying down?
I am now.
Okay.
My mind is still on recoil after what you said during the break.
So anyway, come check out Michael Perkins' pottery because it's fantastic. And he just brought some new pieces in this last week that are really cool. They're the kind of smaller, low-profile planter bowls. He designed them specifically for, like, doing, what do you call those, succulents? So you can plant succulents in them. But you could plant anything you wanted in them. But they're really cool little small plant bowls. So, yeah, so come check those out. What else do we got going on in here this week?
I kind of like the summer's coming.
Yep.
Free things to do in the North State this summer.
This is another one of, what's her name?
Kimberly.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Which I always like. I'm 19.
Okay. 19.
Because I always like the way she writes. She always like lays things out for you that you can follow and then execute.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can do in the North State.
Kimberly Bonet.
Yeah.
Oh, of course. You can. She's got her own way of writing it down there. It's like, and it's perfect. It's like.
Height size.
It's sound bites.
Yeah.
It's essentially a sound bite that goes there and goes, oh, okay.
Yep.
It's a social version of writing, almost, you know. So it's called Summer's Coming, Free Things to Do in the North State, as Rhonda explained, and I don't remember. It's quite a few pages.
There's a lot we can do for free in the North State.
One of the things that I like is she actually featured in Joy Movies.
Yes, she did.
I didn't even see that until the other day, and I was like, hey, that's us.
Well, you know, the other thing, there's a book out, and it's a guide to hiking the waterfalls up here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And free.
There's a lot of them.
Well, the book's not free, but I got it as a present, so it was free. But that's free to go up and hike all the waterfalls. What a great deal that is.
And have you done it? I mean, have you? Because there is like a tour that you can take on your own. And
one of those things I was going to do during COVID. But a bear stopped me on my very first one and said, I'm sorry, you're not masked.
You're not allowed.
You're not masked. So it was hard to understand because he had a mask.
Yeah. I was going to say this because it pointed out
Got the waterfall.
In Movies in the Park in here. I just want to remind people that we actually are back in action. We just kicked off Enjoy Movies in the Park season 2021, and we are the whole month of June at the Civic Center lawn.
Okay.
This last Friday we did Wonder Woman 1984, which I liked.
Did you?
I thought it was okay.
It didn't get great reviews.
No,
but I thought
it was
interesting. It was entertaining. I mean, you know, first of all, the whole concept, but that's most movies. So just suspend belief and just be entertained.
Right.
Yeah. Don't get too deep into it.
Don't get caught up in the minutia of it.
Which is funny?
The Incredibles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
that was a huge hit.
And I love The Incredibles because I want to live in their house.
Mm-hmm.
Their house is so cool.
It's not real.
I know. And then following that, we have Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay.
For all those interesting people in the world that like that, which
I love
do.
I love that movie.
Most people do.
Fun movie.
The haze of smoke across the field.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then last for June here on the lawn, we have the original Star Wars. Which then I booked, and they confirmed yesterday that they'll be there. We are going to have what's called Stormtrooper Ranch. There's a society here in town that has their own Facebook, and they have all the real legit costumes, and they show up.
You see them show up, when it was walk a mile in their shoes.
All of a sudden,
here come the stormtroopers come up there.
So we actually have booked them to come to that night, and I'm trying right now desperately to work on finding somewhere where we can purchase lightsabers for the first 100 kids to come, and then we want to do like a little ceremony with the kids having the lightsabers turned over to them. Mm-hmm. So this at Wonder Woman, we supplied Wonder Woman snap bracelets.
Oh.
Yeah, so the first 100 people all got double gold with red star bracelets to be like Wonder Woman.
And
it was fun. It's just fun.
It is. And, you know, the lady that's... that portrays her, Gal Gadot or something like that, Israeli lady.
She's beautiful.
When you look at Wonder Woman, and if you look at the first Wonder Woman and then the second one, she kind of epitomizes what you think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just in your head, what Wonder Woman would look like.
Yep.
Okay, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Powerhouse Solar. Powerhouse Solar is your place to get the SunPower solar energy system. That means keeping the lights on when the grid goes down, and that means the SunPower, SunVault battery, and solar. You can get that with financing now. So to learn more, give them a call at 275-5600, 275-5600. And it's Powerhouse Solar is the elite dealer for SunPower, and think about what's going to happen this summer. When it's bad fire season, so if you're out in PG&E land, you may lose power because of brownouts or whatever.
They just turn it off because it's windy.
Yeah, or turn it off because it's been windy. Sorry, it's windy, so you lose your power. Think about that. And these are super people that run Powerhouse Solar, locally owned, locally operated. We'll be right back.
Shasta County, my name is Kathy Stainbrook, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickard, and Chimente. We will be gathering signatures at local events, shops, in your neighborhood by signing our petition that allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org today.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time is coming for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Shasta County, my name is Melissa Magana, and I am leading the effort to recall Supervisors Modi, Rickert, and Comenti. We will be gathering signatures in your neighborhood. By signing our petition, it allows the public to vote in an upcoming special election to choose which supervisors remain and which ones will be replaced. We are tired of bloated budgets, school closures, and failed leadership. It's time for a recall so we can restore responsible local government in Shasta County. Join me at recallshasta.org.
Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. You're talking.
I like that jam. Mama's got a squeeze box.
Oh.
never leave at night. Sleep, sorry.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's a proud supporter of Downtown Reading, as we know. They're on the one of the people that's on the board of the Chamber of Commerce, but it's also one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, plus in the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. Their emergency room is just outstanding. Healing starts here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. I'm here with Enjoy the Magazine, Enjoy the Store, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. And James has got me twice so far during the show. One time he got everybody. It was like a grenade went off in the studio.
You're easy.
Usually I'm not, but today you kind of got to me. Not got to me, but you made me laugh. Let me put it this way. You made me laugh uncontrollably. Okay, what do we have next?
Well, I always like to plug myself, if you can imagine.
I'm going to plug you in someplace. You know, we could run the studio for probably 2 hours, just on the mouth of methane
that comes out of me.
Okay.
So we are very proud that we launched this year. It took us forever. But you know, I like to refer to it as Reading's little sweetheart. I know there are all people, the official brand of Reading. There's all kinds of things, but it's Reading Goods Company. So we at Enjoy launched our first branded goods company that's called obviously Reading Goods Company. And what we've done is we've gone and picked out like the A people that we work with to private label a lot of really great locally and regionally produced products under a Reading branded name. So right now we have balsamics, olive oils, we have jams, we have 5 different flavors, pistachios, we have candles, we have market bags and pillowcases and hand towels, and we're developing right now honey and chocolate and coffee. So it's just a really nice addition to the Reading environment where you can come in and actually buy a brand that's, you know, truly hand-picked, really works with the best of the best, and
what
has spreading yeah. all over it to showcase how great we are.
What a perfect Christmas gift or birthday gift or an anniversary gift is going down there, picking the best of the best, mm-hmm. getting it into one of your boxes mm-hmm. and shipping to somebody.
Yeah. Or in a bag.
Or yeah. in a bag.
Bringing it to somebody.
If you just bring it to somebody. But I'm thinking, yeah. of course, of yeah. my sister and my kids that they love well, it every time we send them one of
it's
those.
It's like Reading Pride, you know what? I mean, yeah. it's like we have a lot of really great things, great products, and why not share them with the world? They can compete on any of the world stages for as I'm concerned, as far as quality and taste
oh,
and
absolutely.
All that stuff, right? So, you know, and Reading is one of those words where it's like, you know, it's just Reading's a great name. So
it
can be used anywhere, and it brings a little bit of happiness and joy and shares what a great place that we have. And, yeah. You know, especially if you have a business and you're thanking somebody or courting somebody to come to Reading potentially and just share with them the great things that we have to offer. So that's my little...
Yeah.
That's my little plug here. Okay.
And then another really great thing about Reading is we have this great downtown that is moving and shaking. Our downtown details page that we have been doing every month since the beginning of the remodel of the downtown. We feature two businesses, and I'm happy to say that KCNR is one of the businesses we feature this month. And
look at you two. How cute.
And Heavenly Donuts. Friday was National Donut Day, so
it sure was. And you know what? Everybody here is watching you know, what they eat. And that was a very sad day.
It was.
It was a sad day for everybody that's on the you know, watching the amount of calories you take in.
Mm-hmm.
I have to. Well,
and we appreciate sugar. And we appreciate the spotlight like this when you called. And we it's an honor. You know, in many ways, it's an honor to have our radio station here in our town.
Absolutely, yes.
And we are so appreciative of people like you all that have supported us and so many others that have supported us out there. You know, 11 years. We were told, of course, that first year that we were going to go bankrupt.
We were told the same thing.
Same thing. And see, people that, as Sharon Clark said once, she says, I admire people who step out into traffic. Because, you know, Sharon did so many years ago.
Yes, she did.
And we do. You know, small businesses.
It's not without its bite.
Oh my God.
The difference is though, yeah. that there's those that, you know, and again, we're tooting our own horn a bit, but you have to work at it, right? Like, it's not for the faint of heart.
Yeah.
It's not.
Because there are times where you feel like you're going to go bankrupt.
There's been times that Linda didn't get a paycheck.
Yeah.
And, or late paychecks.
Yeah.
I said, just hold this one, honey, because all of our people always get paid. We've never missed a payday or anything like that from the very beginning. But things have gotten tight at various times in this last year.
Yeah.
I am just so... You know, thankful that we had businesses that stayed with us, including one that frankly said, you know, we're overwhelmed with business right now, but stop playing the spots. Mm-hmm. But they kept writing us checks.
Oh, that's
nice. And that's the way Reading is.
Sharing the success a little bit where
absolutely
they can.
That's
incredible,
and that's why we are so happy to have businesses on and you all are on, because you all speak well for the whole North State, but you have established your businesses and have done so well with it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate
I mean, you've got a magazine. I mean, that's world. That's, you know, I mean, that goes over the world. You don't have anything you're ashamed of.
We're pretty proud.
You should be.
Yeah.
You should be. Celebrate America on Sunday morning, July 4th.
Oh, yeah.
That's
We're coming around the corner already to July. Can you imagine that? My Lord.
We're working on the July issue right now. Yes.
Yeah. This year is going by at warp speed.
Tell me about it. All of a sudden, here it is. I mean, June 7th.
Yeah.
And
it may be the time-space continuum. I just read somewhere that the Earth is now rotating around the sun at another 6,000 miles an hour faster.
Well, you know what?
I'm just joking. I just made that up.
Well, that's okay. There's lots of things. Read Facebook. It's almost all made up. So what do you look at 2 years down the road? Or a year down the road? I mean, I know you consolidate.
It's taken me a while, but in 2 years, I'm expecting to be fully engaged in my male supermodel career by then. I think I'm. That's gonna, the third I'm thing. Gonna, I'm going to turn my. I'm going to turn some things around.
You know. You know. As you know, Bruce Ross. You know, Bruce Ross
yeah,
is just.
Bruce.
He just used to be in. The, he used to be in, of course, on the Record Searchlight. Now he works for the Dallies. He reported that somebody broke into his car. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
Broke into his car, but among the things they took was the Speedos. Now everybody, the comments from then on were Bruce Ross wears a Speedo.
Yes.
And he's swimming, and you know,
you
I mean,
seen the calendar.
And so, when I'm thinking of you as a male model, I think of Bruce Ross in his Speedos.
Maybe I should reach out to him. We can do a collab.
I'm thinking that could be.
We'll do Speedo modeling. Oh,
hey,
yikes!
Thank you. Okay, it's the fourth thing that's in my head today that I'm going to try, and I'll probably go in and take a shot of Jack to try and get rid of it. Thank you so much for being with us, Rhonda Alvey and James Massad. Enjoy the magazine. Enjoy the store. They've got their own line now. Mm-hmm. And when you're thinking of presents to send to people that don't live here, what a perfect – I tell you what, every time we send out a crate, we – I mean,
and you haven't been in a while. We've got so many new
things. Yeah, and I need, awesome. I need to come back in. I mean, it's such a long way away. I have to walk down Market Street now to the other end.